Hello, Hampton Roads. This is Patricia Gibson, and we are excited to be here today and launch our first podcast in the movement for the Urban League of Hampton Roads. So we look forward to sharing a lot of great opportunities, information, and keeping Hampton Roads connected with the Urban League of Hampton Roads, so that you can be able to know how you can be engaged in the movement. And today we're going to talk about A Seat at the Table. It's an event that's been hosted by the Urban League of Hampton Roads and officially sanctioned by Something in the Water. So those of you who are attending Something in the Water, we hope that you've expanded your time and added an extra day in your schedule of events for the weekend and join us on Thursday, April 27th at 6 p.m. We're going to be with Virginia Mocha, the Virginia Museum of Contemporary Arts. And I have our special guest today, our first guest on this podcast. We have Markel Bonds, a.k.a. Kello.
Hello.
And we have Angelisa, a.k.a. DJ Froxy, they're going to talk with us today about A Seat at the Table, what to look forward to, and let's go from there. What's up, Mr. Kello?
Nothing much. We definitely appreciate you having us on today. Patricia, very excited to be a part of the first episode. I think it's a lot of amazing things that the Urban League of Hampton Roads is doing, and this is just an extension of one of those things. So also very excited to work with the Something in the Water team for Pharrell's annual music festival. For those who don't know what Something in the Water is, definitely encourage you to look more into it. But essentially, it's a music festival that takes place on Virginia Beach oceanfront. It engages a lot of different communities, and the lineup, reflects kind of the versatility and diversity that is in Hampton Roads. So we're very excited to be a part of it. Originally, we submitted to do a community event, ultimately that led us to A Seat at the Table, which is what we'll be doing on April 27th, which is a Thursday evening to kick off the festival from 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. We have general admission as well as VIP access to the event. VIP ticket holders will have a reserved seat to our panel discussion, which I'll talk a little bit about in a minute, as well as early access to the exhibit, a private VIP lounge, drink tickets, etc., and some different perks for VIP. And essentially, this is serving as a fundraiser to the Urban League, so all ticket purchases go directly to the community and the services we provide for free. A Seat at the Table ultimately is an arts and culture celebration. The purpose of the event is really to increase and spread the platform that we share, as well as that some of the different creatives in Hampton Roads and beyond should also have a seat at the table too, right? So we want to support them however we can. We want to emphasize the work that they do, and we also want to make sure that they rub shoulders and connect with the right people. So essentially, the event will feature live music. It will feature live art demonstrations. We will also have a gallery on exhibit with some international artists that include Kara Walker as well as Latoya Hobbs. Latoya Hobbs is a Baltimore-based artist, and Kara Walker is another internationally renowned artist. She's been doing art for, probably longer than I've been alive. So very excited to have her. As far as music goes, we will have Fortresses, which is a local jazz hip-hop style band. We will also have Faye Kazumi, who is a local DJ artist, producer. There's not much she doesn't do. And then we have the lovely Miss DJ Jo Froxy, and I'll let her tell you more about herself and what she'll be doing at the event, as well as how she positions herself in the creative culture of Hampton Roads.
All right. Okay, Ms. DJ Proxy, now we have to learn about you and what's going on. And so tell us, where are you from? Are you from the Hampton Roads area?
Yeah, so okay. I'm actually originally born in Queens, New York, but I moved to Hampton Roads when I was 10. This was like in 2001. Mm-hmm. So I've been here ever since. I grew up in Hampton. I moved to Norfolk to go to school in ODU, and that's where I was born, I would say reborn in a sense, as an artist and musician. So that's where it started. And I leave, I come back, I leave, I come back. And it's just home for me.
Yeah.
Queens, New York is home as well. And it's taught me a lot. It's made me stronger and taught me a lot that I could bring back home.
Yeah.
So that was always my plan. Wherever I go, wherever I travel, just bring it back home.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm a Jersey girl. So, like, one of the things I grew up right outside of New York. So, we definitely had a lot of back and forth in New York. Yeah. And it's definitely very progressive, especially because of the international culture and the opportunities. So, it's definitely a very progressive area. So, it's always great to be able to go there, learn some stuff, how people are doing things. And doing them fast, right? And then being able to come back to a community like the Hampton Roads and be able to say, oh, here's some areas that we can bring to, we can bring to the area. Right. And especially when it comes to people our age, right? Like young people who are like, oh, we're looking for all this stuff. And it's like, cool, what is going on up there? Right. And it's great to connect with people like you guys who are like getting to travel around, see what things are going on, especially when it comes to the arts. It's different everywhere, but it's something well-respected. And I think I'm so excited about what you guys are doing with the seat at the table and being able to elevate the arts community. And so I want to go into a word that you said earlier, Markel, that says what we call new term creatives, right? So for those who are not into the arts and culture yet or not, they, you know, are not really in the world, right? They might be like, oh, yeah, that's a cool painting. I'm going to go to a museum for, because the thing they do, I was invited, but they're really not into that. What is the creatives? Those who have no background with music or art, what is now the creatives? What does that mean now?
Right. That's a great question. And I definitely want you to help me answer it. I would say a creative is somebody who utilizes their gift or their purpose or their skill set creatively, right, to engage different people. That skill set could look like graphic design. It could be a DJ. It could be a painter. It could be a musician. It could be a architect, you know, but essentially you're within a community that is essentially surrounded and centered around art and the different ways of expressing and connecting people through there. So, you know, I don't think you have to be a full-time professional in that, you know, discipline that you're working in. But I do think that a creative is somebody who utilizes their tools to connect other people. I don't know if that's...
Especially, like, utilizing your intuition, like feelings, emotions, and those gifts, like you speak on, those natural-born gifts. Like, it could be the gift of gab or the gift of just sound, like knowing what sounds blend well together or what colors go well together. I feel like as creatives, like we're learning how to merge both worlds, merging that structure and, you know, being practical and disciplined with being creative and emotional and feeling and combining it together. And you're seeing a lot of creative entrepreneurs growing. And that has been part of my vision for this area. Because I noticed, like, we have the talent, but we don't have a lot of structures to stand on that don't crumble. That's why when I left, my intention was to, okay, I need to be in a room with millionaires so I could learn, you know, how are they building these structures that last a lifetime?
Right.
You know, like, this has got to be the next step for us, because the more we're just in la la land, like, okay, I just want to create. Like, that was me.
Right.
I'm like, I just want to create. But it's like, okay, now I need to learn the business side of things. How do I make money efficiently from it and turn it into a career? Because a lot of us, we don't want to do other stuff.
Right.
This is what we want to do. So I'm happy that it's being more supported, and we're getting light shine on our area and on our people who are cultivating this and keeping it alive, and for people like Pharrell who are supporting us as well, and the businesses that he's connecting us with that we might not have known about, because I just feel like it's very important.
And I think too that a lot of people in Hampton Roads, you know, I always wonder, are we creating a new culture that we're trying to sustain, or are we trying to save a culture that we feel like should have provided more for us? Because we do have people such as Pharrell or Missy Elliott, D'Angelo, that come from this area that have seen great success. And a lot of times people either expect them to do something that, you know, they're not, that they don't have to do, or expect them to come back and save them, you know?
I hear this a lot. Yeah. It's like, Pharrell's not here. Right. And it's like, he can't be here because he's trying to build something bigger for us.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's some people who are meant to, like, I realize I'm probably just supposed to work on a lower level, community-based. And there's some people who work on a bigger level.
Yeah.
It's almost like like, if you look at it spiritually, mm-hmm. there's some people here on earth to work on earth, and some people, when you pass to the next stage, you're in heaven, you know, spiritually, mm-hmm. like, you're doing work as a different type of force.
Yeah. Mm.
So I feel like if we look at it like that, like, where he's supposed to be, he's supposed to create the platform for us, and... You know, as long as you're still connecting back to a base, like this is his base.
Yeah.
It's like source and, you know, home base. So
we see that a lot. We hear about it a lot. You know? So even though he may not be physically here, but he's still making sure he has a team here that's carrying out what's important to him and growing and giving
And inspiring us.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, you could do it too. That's what he tells us.
And I think that's the a way to look at it too, right? Here you have, you know, somebody like a Pharrell or a Pusha T that's from this area that Pusha is in T, these conversations. They're on these levels. And, and that alone is inspiring for Pharrell to, you know, not only have something in the water, but to also bring it back to Virginia Beach oceanfront, considering, you know, the reason that he removed it to begin with is a beautiful opportunity. And I do think that Hampton Roads creatives are taking full advantage of this opportunity. There's a lot of independently ran events. There's a lot of free community events, you know, besides a seat at the table that'll be taking place or that have already taken place in preparation for Something in the Water. And I think with what we're doing with Virginia Mocha, we wanted to be very intentional about in engaging minority entrepreneurs, creatives, as well as vendors, all the way down to our sound and lighting. You know, we're trying to work with Black-owned, minority-owned companies and very intentionally bring, you know, Black, Indigenous people of color to Virginia Mocha, you know, and they realize the dynamic of their staff as well as the platform that they have. So they are very excited to work with us on this event. And I think that even with our panel conversation that'll take place during A Seat at the Table, there's going to be a lot of free game, a lot of tools, a lot of resources for creatives, for, you know, corporate partners or sponsors, whoever is in the room. I do think that everybody will walk away either knowing something more that they didn't, finding out about a creative they didn't know about, being able to buy somebody's art or to book DJ Joe Froxy to do their wedding, whatever the case may be. You know, I do think it's a very intentional room of people.
I love that.
That we're trying to foster.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and I'm excited. What got me excited about this was the name, A Seat at the Table, because it is an Urban League statement that we use across the movement, across the country. And so, and that is the focus, like, with the young professionals and the guild to be able to have a seat at the table, learning how to get into those spaces. And to your point, DJ Frox, that's one of the things we do is just, okay, you got the talent and skill here, but now here's some other areas that you can learn to help tighten up, to make it a career.
Marketing, business.
And have the representation and be able to do that. So I love that you're having it. And let's talk about having a seat at the table. So we have some panelists that are having a seat at the table. They're going to drop some gems. And so with the creators that are out there and those who are wanting to be supporters, right? Because even though we have the creative, sometimes if you're like an accountant, you might want to be at a seat at the table because you could be helping a business, a creative, be able to build their business successfully financially, So we have people, but we want people to know, like, this is not just about the creatives, but also the support system of a creative. So let's talk about the panelists from the seated table who we have, what you know, their background, and then also what kind of people would you encourage to come around because of how these people became successful, what their team looked like to become a successful person in the industry. What who would you recommend to come out who can be great supporters of the creative community?
Great questions. As far as who I think should come, you know, if you want to be successful, I would say you should come. If you're within the creative world, I would say you should come. If you're already successful and you want to help more people become successful, you should come. You know, if you are a venture capitalist and you're looking to invest into different businesses or different entrepreneurs, I would say you should come. But ultimately, we want the entire community to come. Anybody who has been supported or would like to support, you know, creatives in any aspect, I would definitely say you should come. As far as our panel will be moderated by Stephanie Walters. Stephanie is the director of engagement at Team Yellow, which is Pharrell's nonprofit organization. And for those who don't know, Pharrell has a middle school called Yellow Hab in Norfolk. And so Stephanie, you know, officially heads that, and she's also a media personality. So Stephanie is very well established in the area. So she'll moderate our panel. She also did some work with Mighty Dream, which is a forum that Pharrell had in downtown Norfolk about September, I think. Mm-hmm. DJ Joe Fox, who was also featured on Mighty Dream. Oh, November. Yeah. So full soaker moment. But Stephanie will moderate our panel. Our panelists include Asa Jackson. Asa is the director of the Contemporary Arts Network, which is a museum and interconnective network based in Newport News, Virginia. Their purpose essentially is to do what this event is doing, putting the right people in the right rooms. They even have a network to where you can sign up, create a profile, let people know what you do, and people can either hire you or you can hire people on there to do different things or connect with different people. So Asa and The Can have been doing amazing work in Hampton Roads. So Asa kind of represents the art. Of course, we have Ms. Gary Ryan. She's the director of Virginia MOCA. Gary's very excited, again, to have this event hosted at MOCA, and I think she's going to be able to speak especially to the arts community on, you know, how to get into museum galleries. What does it take to get to the position that she's at? What is the structure of the nonprofit aspect of what MOCA is doing? You know, how do we get to where we did today? I think she's going to be able to speak very highly on that. Mm-hmm. And even things that I've learned about what artists need and are required to have in order to be featured in galleries. We also have a fashion designer, Dr. Cameron Hawkins, affectionately known as Hustle Hawkins, Hampton University graduate. He has his doctorate in pharmacy, but he's a fashion designer.
Wow.
His brand is currently based in Atlanta, but he has major roots in Hampton Roads. So I think he'll be able to speak on the power of branding and building a brand, and essentially going from, you know, he was pressing shirts in college and selling his brand in college. Now, you know, he's featured by Google, Revolt TV. You know, awesome. He has influencers, hip hop artists, podcasters, whoever the case may be, wearing his clothing. You know, he's been able to scale his business to also increase the quality of his garments as well as the pricing of it. You know, essentially it's you know, designer, black designer. So he'll be able to speak on that aspect as well as, like we spoke about earlier, traveling to connect with different people. I think that was something that was very important for his brand. He actually does a tour where he brings other brands along and goes to major cities and major markets to help expand their reach. Also on the panel, we have Tamara Wellens. Tamara is the president of the D.C. chapter of the Recording Academy, which is the Grammys, for those who don't know. Mm-hmm. There is a direct correlation there, and we got connected with Tamara pretty early on. So I think she'll be able to talk about the benefits of the Recording Academy, specifically to full-time music professionals, which is what the Recording Academy surrounds itself by. Mm-hmm. We're also working on an opportunity to give another full-time music professional access to some of their events as a non-member, which is a really big deal because, again, it's a members only, essentially full-time music professional. There's a vetted process to become a part of the Recording Academy, but I think Tamara will also be able to speak on, you know, Pusha T's influence to the D.C. chapter. From what I understand, he's very involved with that. And, of course, he was a nominee for Rap Album of the Year last year. So I think she'll be able to speak greatly on that. Also on the panel, we have Sergio Lorenzana. Sergio is a cinematographer. I believe he also went to Old Dominion University. He has some credits that include Pharrell, not only through the Mighty Dream Forum that he shot, but also hip-hop artists such as, I don't know if I can curse on here. I don't know if it's a curse word. Okay. You know, he shot some really nice videos. Joey Badman, you know, for those who know, right. That's who it is. But
we'll play it safe for today.
Right.
And he's A double S.
Right. Yeah, you know, A dollar sign, dollar sign.
Yeah.
And he is also Emmy nominated. Right. He's won some awesome awards as well in cinema. But we wanted to have some representation from different sectors, but all essentially creatives, to be able to offer people strategy and advice to increase their platform, to, you know, become a more established entrepreneur regardless of their field or what they're doing. So that'll be our panel conversation. It'll take place from 8 to 9 following DJ Joe Foxy's set.
Nice.
At Seat at the Table.
I love it. I love it. And what I love is the diversity of the different areas in the arts community, mm-hmm. Being able to share their pathways, their expertise, mm-hmm. And their gems on how to be successful. And I think that's key, right? You got to be in the room to get access. Mm. And a lot of times people want those connections and just put me on. But sometimes it's not just, you know, like Markel, put me on to so-and-so so I can get to connect it. And it's just that. No, you have to sometimes come in the room because people want to feel your energy. Right. They want to see you. And if you mm-hmm. show up, that one of the things I've learned growing up, is that if you show up, you go up. That's and then so a lot of times,
that's
the bar. Right. They say I spit some every now and then.
Oh,
if you show up, you go up. So it's something that I think a lot of people don't understand, right? They want the connections, but don't the work ethic that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, well, before we get into your working, because we haven't talked about your role in this mm-hmm. seat at the table, but DJ Foxy, what can people expect to hear from you? What are we going to listen to? Tell us what you're bringing to the seat at the table.
I also want to add a question to that.
Yeah.
For anybody listening, how did you get to a position to where, you know, you were selected for something like Mighty Dream, or you are a common name in Hampton Roads to be booked for something that you want to be successful?
Yeah.
Okay, which one do I start with first?
Whichever one is this. I know there's a whole story, so you start with where the beginning to the now.
Okay, so I would say, like you said, just being in those spaces, being in those rooms. My group of friends, the circle that I was in, around like from 2009 straight till 2015, mm-hmm. Just networking, going out as a shy, like I was extremely shy. Mm-hmm. I did not like you. If you saw that girl today and this girl today, you would not know they were the same person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was just being in those spaces, being exposed to music, arts, and, our culture. That kind of just, well, I got my start. I'm like all over the place right now. But basically, once Gabe Niles taught me how to DJ, that was one of my good friends. He's a producer and DJ in this area who has a lot of involvement in Mighty Dream and Something in the Water as well. He really influenced me back then and just simply taught me how to DJ, and I took it and ran with it. Mm. Literally, when I say like, he didn't even teach me a lot, just the basics. And I was like, okay, this is my thing, because I mm-hmm. started doing graphic design, shooting at the events, doing photography. Mm-hmm. He would just bring me out, like expose me to people, throw me out there. Mm-hmm. And then I started painting. I still paint a little bit up to this day, a little bit of everything, but I realized DJing is it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, like, to anybody listening, consistency. Constantly just doing gigs, putting yourself out there. Sometimes you do them free. Sometimes you know, you're figuring yourself out. You're figuring out how to charge. You're experiencing different types of events. Like mm-hmm. there's weddings, there's baby showers, there's the club and bars, there's tours. You have to learn how to charge. And no one's going to give you like a book on like, okay, this is how each one works.
Right.
You just kind of have to experience it yourself.
Right.
And you'll get advice from people, but I just feel like it's a timing thing. Mm-hmm. Like I'm 7 years, I guess, in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say, like, even up to this day, like, I'm a little more seasoned and established out here, but moving to New York was challenging for me because I wasn't the big fish in the small pond mm-hmm. anymore. I was the little fish in a big pond.
Mm-hmm.
And it really pushed me out of my comfort zone to go out. Like you said, like, going out and, like, you know who you need to talk to,
mm-hmm.
but that direct contact is not always going to be available.
Right.
So there was a situation, it's so funny, in New York, where I wanted to meet this girl. I'm like, oh my God, like, her name was Kitty Cash, by the way, I'll just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Big time DJ in New York, Trinidadian, just like me, mm-hmm. grew up in Brooklyn. I'm like, yo, like, she's like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Vashti's like me, she's like me. There's people like me doing this, mm-hmm. you know, who look like me, who play like the same sounds, like Afrobeat, soca, mixed with house music, mixed with a little bit of hip-hop. You know, mm-hmm. you got the 90s R&B, hip-hop, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to meet her, and I wanted to DJ her party, her monthly party. So I went to her event. I was always going, mm-hmm. and I naturally had a good time at the event. So
right.
I'm just out dancing, and I just complimented this girl. I was like, oh, you Trini? Like, I saw her with the flag or something like right. that. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, yo, that's dope. She was like, this is my party. And I was like, what? Like, what the? Like, I just randomly ran into one of the women right, organizing the event. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow. Like, and it just happened so naturally. So it's literally something natural like that where you don't want to force it. Like, mm-hmm. things will just come to you. Like, because you've earned it or you're mm-hmm. meant for it or it's just, you know, it's just one of those things.
I like that. So what I hear was one, definitely being in the space, yeah. right? Because once you're in the space, then another space gets there.
Yeah, and it opens doors from
there.
And
that's what people right. look for. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, Markel, you know this too with your background in the mm-hmm. music industry, that mm-hmm. it's that consistency that people yeah. are looking for.
And your professionalism. Yep. Right. And also mm-hmm. not even your skill set and your talent, but like how organized you are. Like, right. like you, I reached a point where I feel like I was at a stalemate at one point. Mm-hmm. And I realized, okay, I probably need to increase my value. Like, what sets me apart from mm-hmm. these other DJs? Because mm-hmm. yeah. I could play just as good as them. Yeah. I have the look, everything. But there's certain things behind the scenes that can make you better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to really just audit yourself. Right. Like, okay, am I blending? Can I blend better? Can I MC better? Like, I need to upgrade my equipment. Mm. Like, maybe I need to learn how to scratch. Mm. Yeah. Like, you have to sit and think about these things mm. and work on yourself. It's just like working on yourself as a person.
I bring everything. So, yeah. I think back to sports. It's like watching film. You know, you mm-hmm. see where you messed up. You see where you can do better.
Yeah, exactly.
And the repetitions help you see those mm-hmm. things.
Yeah, I love it. And mastering the basics, like you said, you were yeah, just given just basics. A little bit.
Right.
You took that and ran mm-hmm. with it, and you mastered yeah. those basics.
And right. found mastering. Other mentors
yeah,
and to teach me all more.
These, yeah, so pretty much mastering those basics yeah. in mm-hmm. every environment you're in. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think you have to have all these skills, and you don't. It's just
no.
you take those basics and just master it in every and environment you are.
And then you get creative.
And yeah, right. yeah. the creativity
I did
comes,
it backwards. I was like, I'm yeah. creative, but I'm like not structured. It's I don't like, have a system.
Once you know
that's a lot of people though. Cause,
oh, right. Yeah, because like they were coming at once. I'm like, oh, DJ this, did that. Right. So it's like, oh my God, my music is scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, those slow moments, come back, refine everything so that it's easy. You're not breaking a sweat. Like, where is the song? What am I going to play next?
Right.
It's like so stressful and people yeah. don't realize. It's
yeah.
like, you got to stay, you know, on
stay
it.
On the ground.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to, I know we got to wrap it up, but. All right, Kello, so you are our event producer for A
yes.
Seat at the Table. Let's give a shout out. Wow. Top young professional. Killing
you.
This game out here.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so so just letting everybody know, right. you know, like what, you know, what this means to you and mm-hmm. how much are the tickets.
Right.
I hear they're affordable so
right.
that everybody can have an opportunity to have
right.
access, which is the Urban League movement, giving access to the underserved, under-resourced community.
Right.
So so tell everybody, I'm going to just go ahead and have you close it out
Definitely.
With, you know, when they need to be there, what time
okay.
and what their ticket prices are
okay.
and how they can get to it.
The quick 1 minute. My name is Markel, known as Kello, in different spaces in different areas. I'm definitely, you know, blessed to have the opportunity to work through the Urban League, you know, from the time that I was able to get connected with the Urban League to now, and the opportunity that it came my way. So very excited to be the event producer for A Seat at the Table. I am not doing it by myself, though.
Right.
I have an amazing team of support, including Patricia, Danielle, Tish, and the whole Urban League staff. You know, we sat down, we had an idea, we brought the idea, you know, to fruition, and we submitted the proposal, and essentially it was accepted. So A Seat at the Table is the place to be. We're going to kick off the festival the right way. The night way, you know what I'm saying? So we're starting off at 6. VIP ticket holders, you can come in at 5:30, get early access to the gallery. Virginia Beach Oceanfront, we're going to be at Virginia Mocha. Tickets are only $25. You know, you pay way more than that for something in the water. you know, so, and it's not even a ticket purchase. Essentially, it's a donation. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to, you know, help give somebody a scholarship. You're going to be able to help somebody with, you know, housing relief or whatever the case may be. We're going to have live music, Fortresses, DJ Joe Foxy, Fake Azumi. We're going to have an amazing panel discussion, cash bar, wine, beer. We just found out we're going to also have an alcohol sponsor who's going to come and give us some samples, a black-owned gin company. You know,
nice.
We would love to thank our sponsors. You know, Bank of America has been very helpful for us. Rivers Casino has been very helpful, as well as our in-con sponsors of, Hallmark, as well as Charles Barker. They're going to help us with some cars that we're going to put in front of the gallery for everybody to interact with. But This is a Dress to Impress event. You know, so put it on.
The Sunday best.
Yeah, you don't got to put on the Sunday best, you know, but you can't wear, you know, sweatpants. But we're going to have an amazing time. We want to invite everybody out. You can get your tickets online at ulhr.org/seatatthetable. Again, general admission is $25. VIP is $75. We're going to have an amazing night. We're going to have some awesome food trucks as well. And a lot of different giveaways and opportunities for entrepreneurs and creatives. I can't say them all for lack of time, but, you know, there is going to be ample opportunity to advance yourself and to meet somebody who can change your current situation. So a seat at the table, April 27th.
Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us for our first episode in the movement, with the topic being about a seat at the table, Kello. Thank you so much, DJ Froxy, for joining us. We look forward to seeing you spin the records.
Yeah.
So everybody, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. Visit our website, ulhr.org, and we look forward to being at a seat at the table.
In the movement.
All right.
Yes.